Previously on Ugly Betty.
Bradford thinks his wife isn't really a monster. Let's show him what she's capable of.
I can't believe she had this done to you.
That was just so horrible.
I'm divorcing Claire.
I heard you might be able to help me with a problem. I need it eliminated.
So sorry.
I love you.
He's my boyfriend.
You sleep with women to distract yourself from what's going on in your life.
A little something I found overseas.
Where did you get that jacket?
A new up-and-coming designer, Tavares.
When we're alone, you're straight and I'm naked.
My father is being sent back to Mexico to wait for his visa.
Okay, everybody, they just called! The taxi's gonna be here in 5 minutes! I'm okay!
This trip cannot be happening at a worse time. Doesn't anyone care that I am understudying the lead in West Side Story? God forbid Joey Colano takes ill, and I don't know my finger snaps for the rumble.
Justin, we're only going to be in Mexico long enough for Grandpa to get his visa. You'll hardly miss anything. Besides, we get to meet all of our family members and practice our Spanish. Hola, comí a tu sobrina.
You just said I ate your niece.
Justin, help me, please.
Don't forget to ask your cousin about the reception hall.
No, Santos, we talked about this, and you are in charge of that. Look, I gotta go, okay? I love you. Okay, bye. Hey, that man. I give him one job. He tries to pawn it off on me.
Oh, hey, maybe we could find you a wedding dress in Mexico.
The dress? When am I gonna find the dress? When am I gonna find the time to do all of this stuff?
Oh, maybe it's about the cake.
No more calls, Hilda. We're late.
Hi, Betty.
Henry.
It's Henry. I know you're kind of nervous about flying for the first time.
So pick it up.
Basically, you're at a far greater risk driving to the airport than actually being on a plane. And if you're hearing this, you haven't driven to the airport yet. So, never mind. Adios. Have a great trip.
That is so sweet. So geeky. Why didn't you pick up?
Because, Hilda, I'm done with Henry. He has a girlfriend. And if it was meant to be, then it wouldn't really be this hard.
Message deleted.
Okay, what's the one market we're still not tapping into yet, huh? Anyone? Single, young, men.
Well, we are a fashion magazine.
Exactly. Guys don't give a damn about clothes. What do they really care about, huh? Beer? Girls, right? Guys want girls. Girls that are accessible. Girls they think they can get. We need to get those kind of girls in this magazine. And listen, they don't have to be ugly or fat. I mean, they should be really good looking, hot, and wear really nice clothes, too. You know what I mean?
What you're saying is we should put thin, pretty women wearing nice outfits in this fashion magazine?
Exactly! No, there was something else.
Okay, well, Daniel tries to remember what the hell he's talking about. Let's move on to...
Don't do that to me. You're not the only one in charge.
But I am the only one with pupils that aren't the size of quarters.
Okay, girls, tuck them back in. You're both big. Now, let's talk about the fearless women feature we've managed to secure. Jordan Dunn.
Jordan Dunn? No. No, 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 no. That's not a very good idea.
It's a fabulous idea. She hang glides, she ice climbs, she swam the English Channel in a leather bikini. We already have the title. The Daredevil Wears Prada.
I said no!
You know what? This meeting's done. Thanks to Daniel, we've gone way over. That was a little bizarre.
That was amazing. See, Jordan Dunn was Alex's girlfriend before he became a she. I'm guessing they haven't seen each other since.
Your boyfriend fakes his death and comes back as a very big girl. There really isn't a card for that.
Do not cancel that meeting. It's going to be awesome. Yes. High five. Come on. Come on.
We did not just high five him. Willie, you're smiling. Laugh lines.
Oh, I don't care. Today is a good day. The brothers are fighting and Bradford put the divorce papers in the mail. I'm that much closer to becoming the next Mrs. Mead. You really can't see those lines, can you?
Nope. You're as dead on the outside as you are on the inside.
Oh.
Jack, I'm on the plane. Thank you so much for the tickets. First class totally rocks. I tried lobster, and I watched wild hogs. I think Dr. Bolt is better on a plane. So how's the temp working out?
Fine. I guess Amber wasn't available, huh?
Daniel, Amber couldn't type or use a pen, and she got lost on an elevator.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Ellen was Miss Subway 1949. So how are you? Is everything okay?
Betty, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Do you know this call costs like 10 bucks a minute?
Yeah, yes, no, burn it and bury it.
Oh.
Is it good or bad?
I don't know. She's never used the triple O.
It's bad.
Tavares, I'm sure you thought putting coconut shell buttons on this jacket was adventurous, but you've just murdered a blazer.
Murderer? I was going for something new, you know.
Well, don't. You don't want any embarrassments. It's your debut. Fix it by tomorrow night.
Coconut shell buttons? You might as well have punched her in the stomach. Okay, back all well, or does she hate me?
Are you kidding me? She's bringing all the New York buyers to your studio tomorrow night. You're going to be a Wilhelmina Slater discovery. And because I hooked you up, you have to make out with me in the ladies' room.
I'm supposed to be a big mo. I tried being straight in this business, and it doesn't work.
So unfair. I finally got a hot boyfriend. I can't even use it to make all the other sluts feel bad about themselves.
Guess I'll just make that up to you later then. Hey, girly bag. That top is love. Nassanio Cavalli.
Yeah, I'm not doing that with you.
Keep the champagne coming. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, Bobby. Tell them that you didn't get your complimentary travel kit, because if I get enough of them, I can use them as bridesmaids gifts.
Here, you can have mine.
Oh, no, you keep yours. You're my maid of honor.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so Fernando, your cousin, married Natalia, and their three kids are Luis, Armando, and Teresa.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. God, I just hate it that there's no one on Mom's side of the chart.
I can't help you there, sweetheart. I never really knew about anybody except her mother.
Well, what year did Grandma die?
I don't know, Betty. Sometime after Hilda was born.
Mom never even talked about her. I mean, there must be somebody.
Betty, concentrate on the people we do know.
Okay. I just... Are you okay?
I'm sorry, Mia. I guess I might be a little nervous about going home. I didn't exactly leave under the best circumstances.
So they don't know you killed Mom's husband?
Oh, are you crazy? Can I hear you?
Nobody knows anything except you girls and my sister Mirta. Now, can we please stop talking about this? Betty, you're missing an earring.
What? Oh, no! My Diaz from my Buenos Diaz earrings.
I knew I shouldn't have brought my good jewelry.
Now, I know this is the worst thing to mix with your cholesterol medication, but I think a celebration is in order.
Willie, I have a confession to make.
You didn't sign the papers? You forgetting she hired thugs to beat me? That she's a murderer?
Wilhelmina.
Oh, sorry. It's just this injury. They say I'll have to learn to live with it.
Willie, I have been married to Claire for so many years. How do you just start your life over?
Claire was a very, very toxic woman. I can understand how you feel a bit drained.
When I met Claire, I was Brad Mead. Young, ambitious, felt I could do anything.
Well, you still can. You just have to get out in the world again. I'm going to take you to a party tomorrow downtown.
Party? I don't know.
You just need to shake things up a bit. Buy a new car. Get a new look. Oh, trust me. I can help you find Brad again.
Y Natalia. Y Armando. Ernesto.
No.
Oh, yo soy muy embarazada.
Just told them you're pregnant.
Fantástico. No, baby? No. I know exactly what I want my dress to look like in my head,
but I can't find it anywhere.
And you feel like you're running out of time.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I mean, there's plenty of time.
No, there isn't. It's going to go by like that and you're going to end up with nothing.
Don't cry, Mirka.
Why shouldn't I cry? I haven't seen my little brother in 30 years. I would like to say that you look the same, but you look like an old man. Well, that means I'm old, too.
Is that why you're crying?
Yeah. Look at my son. Isn't he handsome? Mm-hmm. Did you meet his wife?
Oh, yes.
She cannot have a baby. A cyst on one of her ovaries. Mm.
Now, Mita, go easy. You know how you talk too much when you drink.
Don't you worry. I've never told anyone your secrets. My God, you are great.
How gay am I?
Don't tell me.
Look at you. You're so skinny. You're the third person who told me that. My God, I love it here. Okay, who is that old woman that keeps staring at us?
Oh, Isabella. I forget who she's related to, but she's a curandera.
What's a curandera?
She's a healer. Very powerful. That woman knows things, and she can do things. My husband, Miguel, had a wart on his hand. She touched it. The next day, it was gone.
Wow. Well, maybe she can help you with your ovaries.
Why, when that Mirta drinks, she'll tell anybody anything. Mirta! Tenemos que hablar!
Oops. Hello.
Tú serás infeliz. Para el resto de tu vida.
Did she just say I'm going to be unhappy?
Yeah, for the rest of your life.
¿Por qué?
Nunca conocerás felicidad porque estás contada.
I'm sorry.
Es muy triste, pero es muy claro.
Más rápido. Just hold it until faster.
Que estamos viendo atelante.
No, más rápido.
Pero nunca.
So what is she saying?
She's saying that you're stuck and that you can't move forward until you look back. Siempre
hay esperanza.
But there's hope.
Yo veo un árbol.
She sees a tree.
Un árbol grande.
A tree.
Con ramas.
Yeah, a tree with missing branches.
La solución es detrás del árbol. Debe buscar detrás del árbol.
And the answer is behind the tree.
What does that mean?
It means the woman's nuts. A minute ago, she was eating a candle.
Okay. Thank you. Gracias. Goodbye, Mrs. Crazy. Adiós.
No está en el avión.
Curandera meant the tree. It's the family tree. And the empty branches, that's mom's side of the family. It's like so obvious. She wants me to fill in mom's side of the tree.
You could climb it with those toenails.
Good morning, Betty. It's a lot of metal. You want some coffee?
Talk near, sir. You know my mother, right?
Oh, you look so much like her. She and I were very close. She used to call me from New York City, and we would talk about everything.
Then you must know about her family. Did you think maybe you could help me fill out her side of the family tree?
No. I don't know anything about that. No, she never talked about them. I'll get you coffee.
Nick, I'm busy. Whatever it is, it can wait.
I've already waited 2 years. Hello, Alex.
Jordan.
You look different. New haircut?
Oh, hey, Sugar Burger.
So, we'll go to my place right after work, and that'll give us plenty of time to... Don't tell me you forgot we were going to rent 300 and enjoy the mildly homophobic / homoerotic content.
I'm sorry. It's Tavares' party.
Of course. Tavares. Clearly, you've replaced me with that African queen. Looks like I'm yestergay's news.
Okay. You're hurt. I am hearing that. Anyway, you want to go to the party?
Why would I want to do that?
There'll be cute boys there.
Okay, I'm a little more interested. Work harder.
You have to come. And this is not just for me. You are having, like, the best hair day ever.
Well played. But just so you know, I'll be bringing my own hag. Or should I say haggis?
Polish up your best kilt. See, we're going to a party.
Oh, salt.
Still finding our rhythm.
If you think this is awkward, I almost wore the same outfit. Wow. That really is you in there.
Jordan, I know you must hate me.
I did. I'm a tough girl. I got over it. And I guess that this explains a lot about our relationship. Like, why you never left the toilet seat up.
I wanted to tell you.
I know. But that would mean you'd have to say goodbye, and that was never one of your talents, Alex.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This is who you're supposed to be. By the way, the boobs are amazing.
Thanks. They're yours. I took a picture of you to the surgeon. The nose is Kate Winslet's.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You really got married in this.
Oh, and I fought like a fairy princess.
Well, what color was left for the bridesmaids?
Well, there was no way she could wear white. You're on thin ice, lady.
Huh?
Wow. That's fancy. You know, I was thinking that maybe I would just go a little bit more traditional, you know, like, one or two colors.
Okay. But it's a wedding, not a funeral. Come on, I have two more.
Oh.
Two more, fabulous.
Tia. Let's have some of your punch.
Oh, no, Betty, I had too much last night.
Oh, but it's so good, and we're still celebrating.
That's true. Salud.
Drink up.
Jordan. Hey, beautiful.
Hey, Daniel. Energy.
You look amazing. Wait till Alexa sees you.
She already has. That's hard to get used to.
Oh, it was bad. How bad was it?
It was weird, but I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, good. Great.
God, I haven't seen you in forever. I wish that we could hang out, but I'm doing a shoot for you guys. Bungee jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge kid stuff.
Right.
I want to see you later, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I want to come. I want to jump with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought your sport was women.
I like to get my kicks in other ways, too.
Okay. Come. But I know how you and Alex are. Do you think that this is going to bother him? Her?
Probably.
All right then, Mr. Mead. Time to sell it.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather just wear a suit? I have on lovely charcoal.
No, Ted Beacon. And remember, we love anything the old fart puts. Bring a ding ding. Who is that hottie?
I didn't think I could wear leather, but maybe I can.
Of course you can. It's just, fun.
Can I just do one thing?
Perfect. Good. Now, I've got to run, but I will see you tonight. You look terrific, Brad.
So, Mr. Mead, are we happy with the outfit?
Yes, very. Maybe it could be a little more fun.
Your Auntie Teresa, a widow for 2 weeks, and she's already got a boyfriend half her age. Well, half her real age.
What is?
Oh, your cousin Marisol, her chichis? Fake!
Really? Mm-hmm. That's so surprising. Mm-hmm. Aunt Mirta, what about my mother's side of the family?
Well, I only know Rosa's mother. Yolanda, and forgive me for saying this, but that woman is a bitch.
Wait, did you just say is?
Well, I haven't seen her in years, but I hate
her. So wait, you're saying that my grandma's alive?
Crap.
Grandma's alive?
Yes.
Dad, you lied to us. Why would you keep the one connection we have to Mom away from us?
It was your mother's idea, Betty. Your grandmother hated me.
Why?
I was a cook. It was better her daughter stay with a husband who beat her than to be with me. The night we left, your grandmother said if Rosa walked out the door with me, she was dead to her.
So they just never spoke to each other again?
Your mother tried. She sent letters, pictures of you girls. They'd always come back, unopened.
Theo, we're gonna be late for your appointment.
Go. It's about your visa.
We'll talk about this later. Okay.
I want to meet her.
I don't. She sounds like a monster.
Hilda, she's our grandmother.
Why do you want to meet someone who doesn't want to meet you?
You were amazing. You weren't even scared. First time I bungeed, I threw up in my hair.
I know. You know, I want to do something else. Let's base jump off the top of this building. Or skydive.
You are such a freak.
I can't believe how much like Alex you've become.
Oh, I am much better than Alex. In fact, I have a confession to make. The whole time you were dating Alex, I had a little crush on you.
You don't think I knew?
The best part, you already met my parents.
Tavares, this is Sebastian. He's the buyer for Barney's. And this is his boyfriend, Kenneth.
This is Keith. Kenneth and I broke up last spring. I caught him making out with a waiter at the ready-to-wear show in Paris.
Prêt-à-porter.
No! Well, this is fun.
So far, I'm very impressed.
We're showing some of Tavares' best designs later. They are, like, so good.
And the greasy paws are on the platter. Hey, you know what'd be fun? Get me a drink.
Oh, sure.
We were just dismissed. Turns out he's a mean gay.
So what? You're a mean gay too.
Yes, but not to you.
Yesterday you told me my head was too big for my neck.
That was constructive criticism.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
I don't know. As a friend, my job is only to point things out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Wow. Well, just wow. It looks like Brad is back.
Any preference for how we make your old man disappear? I know your mother was fond of cutting brake lines.
I don't want to know any of the details. I just want him gone.
Good. Because once you get off this elevator, you never see me again.
I won't see you after the lobby.
So how far to this outlet mall?
Clara said it's about 2 miles north.
Well, I better find a wedding dress there. Because so far I have nothing.
Why is everything with this wedding so hard? Sometimes I'm like, why even bother?
Hilda, come on, everything's gonna be okay. Where did you get a quesadilla?
That guy in back.
Delicioso, Ramon, muy bueno.
I've had better.
On a bus?
You got a point.
Henry?
Henry? What do you mean, Henry?
It's nothing. I was just saying things.
Okay. I know that stuff with Mom and her mother upset you. I mean, honestly, that's why when you said let's go shopping, I said okay.
Oh, my God.
We're going to that woman's house, aren't we?
You know, you were a lot smarter before you got engaged. Ow!
Baby, they love my stuff.
Well, I'd hug you, but my greasy paws might ruin your shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. It's just, it is such a big night for me, baby.
Then lose this jacket. What is this still doing here?
Well, I like it. It's one of my best. Coconut shells are the next big thing.
But Wilhelmina hates them. They make her eyes bleed. Listen, if you want to get ahead in this business, you do not cross her.
What would I do without you? Come here.
I think we're close. Aunt Mirtha said she lived right outside Villanueva in a little blue house. I hope it's still blue.
Well, I just want to go home. And to be honest, that quesadilla is not sitting so well.
Oh, really? Because usually when you buy cheese cooked on a bus, it's pretty good.
But what are you hoping to get out of it?
Hilda, I don't know. But after what the curandera said and us finding out about Grandma, I just feel like I'm supposed to meet her.
Good luck.
Because I don't think she wants to meet up.
What?
Henry! Betty! Ow! Wait! Henry! Henry, wait! Betty!
What the hell is going on
with
you?
It was him! Hilda, I saw it! It was Henry!
Henry! Out here! Honey, you are hallucinating!
Oh, no!
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 I think that there was a town back that way, just a few miles.
Miles?
No!
We may need this.
I want my bridesmaids get back. And I hope you know that I am not throwing my bouquet anywhere near you. You know what? I hope Gina Gambaro gets it. If she gets married before you, won't you be sad?
Excuse us, Mr. Gossett Jr.
I saw you kissing Tavares. You're in love with a gay man. It's like you and me all over again.
I was never in love with you.
Oh. Are you kidding? When we first met, you couldn't keep your eyes off of me.
Okay, that was before you got your veneers. You had that dark tooth. I couldn't look away.
Big head.
Dark tooth.
Nicole Bitchy.
Nellie Ripa.
Sad and pathetic, Mandy. He's gay.
No, he's not.
What?
He's just pretending to be to get ahead in the fashion world. He's straight, and we are totally seeing each other.
OMG, he's pretending to be gay? Well, that's a new twist on an old standard.
Mark, you cannot tell anyone.
Mandy, you're with another guy who's keeping you a secret. It's like Daniel all over again.
No, this is not Daniel.
You are fabulous, Amanda. Why do you think you don't deserve a real relationship? Come out of the closet, sweetie. I promise it's better.
It's okay. I know what I'm doing. Daniel, what the hell are you doing with Jordan?
So far, just making out, but by later tonight, I hope to...
Stay away from her.
Oh, I love this.
You're jealous.
Finally, I get the one thing you can't have.
No, I guess you probably should have thought of that before you gave away the family jewels.
Daniel! Daniel! What is going on with you?
You've never seen me win before. Alex, this is me winning.
I can't believe you made me walk all this way in these shoes. My feet hurt, Betty. I gotta be a bus soon.
Well, let's just forget it. Let's just live here, get jobs, watch our asses grow.
I think we're still near Villanueva.
Excuse me. Hablas inglés?
Yes.
Do you know of a small blue house around here? A woman lives in the Salazar.
Sorry.
Betty, just give it up.
You know, I'm gonna go ask that man over there selling dirty fruit. You want some fruit?
No.
Yes.
You look like you could use a shot of tequila.
Or two.
Hola. ¿Sabes una casa azul acerca de aquí? Excuse me.
Henry!
Henry, where are you going?
Henry, wait!
Hey, handsome. I'm giving you a ticket because you are smoking indoors. Oh, my God. Mr. Mead, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
It's fine, Mark. Thank you.
Oh. You owe me.
Oh. Think of it as taking a bullet for the team. If he doesn't feel good about himself, he doesn't move on. If he doesn't move on, I don't move up.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stare. I think your ear is oozing.
Oh. Thank you.
Yolanda Salazar? Hola. Yo soy Betty. Rosa's hija. Tu nieta. You have no idea how much I've wanted to meet you. Mucho. Can you understand me?
Oh. Bueno.
She won't talk to you. Her mind is no longer. I'm sorry.
He stepped out. I was just going through the proofs from the shoot.
I know what's going on with you and Daniel.
Ah, that was fast.
I don't even know what's going on yet.
You're gonna get hurt, Jordy. Daniel's not in this for the right reasons. He's angry and he's trying to get back at me. This is all about me.
Of course, it's about you. It has always been about you. It's probably why I'm attracted to Daniel. He's the closest I'll ever get to being with you.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to do what you should have done 2 years ago. Have the guts to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Jordan.
I think I'm going
to
go.
What do you want me to do? Walk you to the door? Good night, Carolina.
I think she's got a thing for you.
Yeah. She was sleeping at the foot of my bed if I'd let her. Sad little hags always want what they can't have.
Oh, really? Well, apparently that sad little hag can have it and has in ways that are too disgusting to even think about. You could have had a real relationship with that woman and you would have been lucky. Because she's one of the nicest, easiest girls around.
Mark?
Okay, maybe she's not nice.
Shut up.
What's the lesbian talking about?
I don't know.
Open your eyes, people. He's straight. Straight as the crease on an old man's jeans.
Well, this is my very first public inning. And while it's interesting, I don't see how it's relevant.
It isn't. The one thing we are in the fashion industry is tolerant. If you look like that, you're in.
The only important thing is the design.
Well then, should we start with some of his favorites?
Oh,
I'm sorry to barge in like this. I didn't mean to disturb you. Is it okay if I just... I want to say goodbye.
Rosa, mi niña, regresaste.
No, I'm not Rosa.
Perdóname todas las cosas feas que yo dije anoche. Siempre estarás en mi corazón. Tú eres mi hija y yo te quiero. Ay, Dios mío. Gracias por esta segunda oportunidad. Se te olvidó algo.
What is she doing?
She says you left some things behind. Yo estaba equivocada. Este con Ignacio. Una mujer tiene que estar al lado del hombre que ama. No importa que tenga que dejar la familia.
Mirta told me you were here. Did you understand what she said?
Tú eres fuerte, mi Rosa. Lucha por el hombre que amas.
I will. You should have stayed a little while longer at the party. It did get a little more interesting.
I'm sorry, Willie. Couldn't do it. I was a fool to think I could ever be Brad Mead again.
You know, I remember Brad. He ran this place when I started. Plenty of women in the building wanted him. However, there was one woman who wasn't interested. Me. I thought Brad was a fool. But Brad grew into Bradford. A strong, wise, sexy man. A man who's ruined all other men for me.
This is starting over.
That feels good. But you are going to wash your hands, right? I mean, you do touch food.
This is the specialty of the house. You seem so stressed.
Well, I don't know why I wouldn't be. I'm getting married in like a minute. And everything's so freaking hard. I got no hall booked. I can't find a wedding dress.
It seems like all the signs are telling you to not get married.
Well, I'm not really a girl who believes in signs.
Too bad. Because there is a reason why you cannot find that dress. There is a reason why you were brought here, to me.
I know what you're doing, Antonio.
What? Who can blame me, eh? But am I right? Tell me, Hilda. Why is everything so hard?
Hilda! I have a house!
You did?
Grandma gave me this. It was mine.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. The dress. You see, Antonio? I found my sign. I'm getting married. Okay. Oh my gosh, tell me everything, but tell me in the car and grab my badges. I gotta get jewelry.
Gracias for taking care of my daughter.
Antonio Barreiro.
Ignacio Suarez.
It's very good to meet you, Ignacio Suarez.
Placer es mío.
A que no adivinas quién acaba de regresar a México. Parece que ahora sí te vas a poder vengar.
Hey, I left my wallet in the bedroom. Just a second. Hey, what the...
Okay. Oh.
Sorry.
Shh. Okay, cut.
Please, if anybody hears this, they'll just think it's Christina stumbling around blind, drunk, crying, and making out with a mannequin.
Again.
Okay, listen to me. You have been through it tonight, woman, and you deserve a treat.
Mm, I do.
And so do I. The only action I got tonight was with old man Mead. And I'd say that's worth something in a rare silk.
Shoes. I want those peep-toe shoes.
Peep-toe. What?
Oh, my God. Faye Summer's secret room.
The love dungeon?
It's real. I'm gonna fight for Henry. If I don't, I'll regret it for the rest of my life.
I'm glad, Mia.
I can't wait to get home.
Betty, I'm gonna be going home with you.
What?
Things didn't go so well at the consulate. They denied my visa.
So what does that mean?
It means I have to stay here. For I don't know how long.
Okay, fine. Well, then we'll all stay. And we'll wait and we'll figure it out. Dad, I'm not going home without you.
No, you are going home, Betty. This is your future. I left my family once, too. Don't be afraid. You're strong, Mia. Just like your mother.